Yeah, that's you can do it either way. There's an interchangeable one.
Yeah.
If we were talking about children growing up, you might ask, have all their children
grown up?
And the answer might be, yes, years ago, they all...
Them.
Just the same thing. Have your children grown up? Yes, years ago, they...
Grew up. Okay. They what now?
We're talking about growing up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you'd say, have all their children grown up? And the answer would be, yes, years ago, they all...
Grew up.
Fine. If I said, are you Miss Wickham? You'd say, yes, I
am.
Okay. And if I said, are you tired? You could answer that two ways. Either you could say, yes, I am, or you could say, no, I...
No, I'm not.
Fine. Now, you might say, I don't do that, but he...
He does.
And I always behave myself, but he...
He don't.
Okay. And would you put a word into these sentences so that they'll make sense? If you were talking to someone, you might say, I thought you, what, coming with us? I thought you, what would you?
We're coming.
Fine. Mm-hmm. And you might say, we, what, going to town when it started to rain? We. If I asked you if there are a lot of things you do, you might say, yes, there are.
And lots of them.
Okay. If I wanted to know the color of some roses you had grown, I might ask you, what color? What, the roses? What color?
Do you like?
Well, yeah, you might ask me that. I like them all.
Would you, I do too.
Would you say, what color is the roses, or what color are the roses?
Are the roses.
And the answer might be, the roses.
Oh.
If I asked you if you had done something already, you could answer it two ways. You could either say, yes, I have, or no, I
haven't.
If I asked, was it a nice day, you could either say, yes, it was, or you could say, no, it
wasn't.
If you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you could say, he, what, do that? He, would you say he shouldn't do it, or he oughtn't do it? Or
he shouldn't do it.
Shouldn't do it. Okay.
Wouldn't you think so?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'd say. If I asked you if you can do something, and you'd like to do it, but you're not sure whether you can do it or not, you could say, well, yes,
try.
Okay. Would you ever use the expression might could do something, or might can do something?
Yes.
Which one would you say?
My condition.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's another way to say came close to doing something? You could say, I slipped and I came close to falling down. Or you could say, I what fell down? I came close to falling down, or I what fell down?
Did fall down?
Yeah. You could say it that way. Would you say, I almost fell down, or I like to fell down, or I nearly fell down?
I did fall down.
If you didn't quite, though, then how would you express it?
I never.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's fine. Now, this is the part I was telling you about where there'll be just one word that I'll try to get you to say. A penny is 1 cent. And a dime is?
Nine. A dime is 10.
10.
10 cents.
If somebody moved into a house in 1960, you'd say, he's lived here ever, what, 1960? He's lived here ever?
Ever. Young man.
Okay. Or you'd say, if he moved in 1960, you'd say, he moved there in 1960, and he's lived there ever?
Since.
Okay. On December the 25th, you can say, Happy Christmas, or...
Happy birthday. Oh, happy Christmas.